You're listening to 98.1 The River, homegrown Band of Horses with Four Annabella. And you've probably heard we have a ton of Band of Horses tickets that we're giving away. And if you want some, you can sign up now at 98.1theriver.com. They're going to be at the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium on October 28th. And not only are we doing some coverage of it here at The River, but also the Mountain Express is, of course. Our Mountain Express Spotlight of the Week with Allie Marshall happening now. And Allie on the line. Hello, girl.
Hey.
So Band of Horses coming back to town.
Yeah, it's actually been a little bit more than a year now, hasn't it?
Though, yeah.
That last show at the Orange Peel was so epic that seems like it wasn't that long ago. But of course, I mean, great band anyway, but it's especially exciting because two of our local guys are in it, Tyler Ramsey and Bill Reynolds. And there's been so much interesting talk about their latest album, Infinite Arms. It's getting kind of mixed reviews. People seem to love it or hate it because it's a little bit different sound. I got to talk to the band last summer when they were actually working on the album at Echo Mountain, so it's cool that there's that local connection as well.
I don't know. I'm digging the album. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like everything I've heard on it, too. I've been enjoying it. I mean, it just doesn't quite have the same sound. It's a little different, but it's cool that they're mixing it up.
I will have to see after the show. Once you hear the tracks live, people tend to change their opinion.
That is true.
Brian McGee also getting covered in the Mountain Express out on stands on Wednesday, his CD release party at the Lab on October 23rd. And I actually just talked to him a little bit earlier in my show. But what are you guys covering?
We're definitely fans of him around here. You know, he's done a little bit of writing for us, and actually he's my neighbor. Well, we're in the same neighborhood, so it's really cool. Like, he's kind of like a big local star, but then you also see him walking his dog, which is neat. But yeah, he has a great new CD coming out, and he sort of switched a little bit too. He recorded it without his normal band, The Hollow Speed, though from what I gather he's going to be playing with them at a CD release show, and that's at the Back Room in the Lab. I understand that a lot of folks are having a hard time finding their way back to that Back Room, but it's definitely worth it. Great sound back there and a really cool place to see live music.
Just walk through the bar. It's all the way to the back. You'll
yeah.
find it. Past
yeah,
the bathrooms.
Right. Past the bathroom.
And definitely worth it to see Brian McGee. I'm definitely liking his new throwback country sound is kind
yeah,
of what it is.
Yeah, it's a little more rootsy, and I don't know. I really like it. I really like it a lot.
And, of course, his CD release party, like we were saying, at the Lab on October 23rd. Liz Winstead is going to be at the Grey Eagle on October 22nd.
This is kind of a different show for the Grey Eagle. She's a comedian, and I don't want to say that they've never had a comic before because that probably isn't true, but definitely a rare thing for the Grey Eagle. But I think it'll be a cool venue to see her because it's kind of intimate, and she's so interesting. She's actually a native of Minnesota and the co-creator of The Daily Show, and she just has this really edgy, she's just really cool and ironic, and she just really tells it like it is. Great insights on politics, which this being an election year, she's probably got all kinds of great material.
Oh, I can only imagine. Liz Winstead at the Grey Eagle on October 22nd. Cool that they're going to have some comedy coming through there.
Yeah.
And then A Smart Bet on Dracula, the play at the Masonic Lodge, and that's happening October 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and then the 29th and 30th.
Yeah, so definitely getting everybody set up for Halloween. If you haven't been in the Masonic Lodge downtown, this is a great opportunity. It is a really cool old historic building and very, very spooky, so the perfect setting for Dracula. This is being put on by Dauntless Productions. I have not yet seen a performance by them, so it'll be exciting to see a new theater company. Tickets are being sold by Montford Park Players, so you can just go to their website to find out about that. And shows are nightly at 7:30 p.m. if you want to save a little bit of money. Sunday, October 24th is, they're calling it Pay What We're Worth Night. No reservations, first come, first serve.
All right, good to know. And all of this, of course, you can get your reminder in the Mountain Express. Pick it up on Wednesday. Allie Marshall, Arts and Entertainment Reporter, as usual. Thanks so much, Allie. We'll check in with you next week.
All right, I'll talk to you then.
And actually, a quick break right now on Homegrown. We have a lot of music on the way and another feature tonight, Charlie Fay. She's an Austin artist, but actually spending a month in Asheville. We're going to be talking to her about that and also Brushfire Stankgrass starting us off. 98.1 The River, you're listening to Homegrown.